And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bubba and the Bloom, episode 365. It's a Thursday. We are not live because I will be doing something else this evening. It's all on me, folks. For everything that goes wrong on this show.
As usual.
It's on the big guy. I'm going to take full blame now, but I'll be living my high school days all over again and having a good old time. But we'll still be previewing Week 18 Fab. It's a Thursday, so we're going to get her done there. Before we get to that, you can follow me on Twitter at BDentric, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod, on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. And if you're a Patreon member, you'll be kept up to date, even though we started early today. And my co-host, as always, on Twitter at RyanBHQ, Ryan Bloomfield. How you doing, my friend?
I am good. Hope you enjoyed your break. Shout out to the Patreon for an awesome live draft gladiator experience on Monday night. That was fun. Hopefully those of you who watched, that helped pass some time during the All-Star break. But now, man, we're back at it. As we're recording, kind of midday, lunchtime Thursday. So some of this stuff may be out of date as teams report Friday. But again, you know, we got to work around Bubba's busy schedule. So we do what we can to work around that and make sure he has a good time.
Yep, it's going to be great. I appreciate the patience from all. No, but I'll be around all week, and you'll have your Fab article. Like, if you are on the Patreon, I'll answer all your questions. We'll make it happen one way.
And honestly, not too much. I mean, we normally record Thursday night anyway. Most teams aren't reporting back till Friday, so there will probably be a bunch of news on Friday coming out as teams come back and they have their first media sessions. But that would be after we originally record anyway.
Yep. So we will get to it. It'll be your usual. We'll go through all 30 teams' schedules to the best of our ability. We have about 17 teams now, I think, that have their actual starting rotations in. So we got that going for us, which is way more than I expected to see at this point on a Thursday. So that's a plus. And then we'll go to the two steps that we have and the usual format. So, Ryan, let's kick it off. Let's check out the weekly planner, which is good to have back in our life with an actual full schedule on it, unlike that little three-day thing we saw. What are we looking at this week as we are back to full action?
We're back to full action. No more World Cup scheduling wrinkles. We've got no teams with five games this week. We've got a bunch of seven gamers. Probably, I won't list all of them because there's a lot, but probably half the league gets seven game weeks. So there are some volume considerations to be had in Fab this week. Our typical scan of our favorite ballparks. I've never been to these ballparks, but my favorite ballparks, really? Sacramento. I've never been to Sacramento. They are on the road all week. So the A's are at Arizona, at Minnesota. I have never been to Great American Small Park. The Reds will not be there either this week. They are on the road at Seattle, which is kind of rough. And then at St. Louis, gets a little bit easier the second half of the week. And then Colorado, I have been around Coors Field. I have never actually been in Coors Field. They are split. The Rockies are home for three against the Nats, right? That's that killer Nat schedule, right? This coming weekend. And then the Nats will be at Coors to start next week. And then the Rockies go to Milwaukee for the second half of next week. So those are your major ballpark factors. And yeah, bunch of teams with seven games, but we'll go through them all.
Yep, we'll do them all. I've been outside of Coors Field, to your point. I went to a concert in Invesco Field in Denver. My hotel is next to Coors Field. Sure. And I've been to Sacramento and Cincinnati. So I've done both of those. Really, really good stuff. And yes, the Skyline Chili is actually better than I thought it would be.
Having lived in Ohio for a year, I loved Skyline Chili.
I would definitely revisit it. There's no question. I had to make a point to try it. That was like one of the key stops, of course, because Taco Bell can't give you diarrhea. We might as well go to
Skyline Chili. I figured you'd be going for a parasite joke. Why not?
Me too well on this. It's easily teed up. We're gonna take the dad joke.
No greens at Skyline. You're safe.
Yep. Yeah, I was scared to order my salad for dinner last night, and so far so good. Let's get to it. The Baltimore Orioles kick us off as usual. They have a six-game week on tap, three at the Boston Red Sox, three at home versus the Atlanta Braves. It looks like three lefties, three righties, Ryan, because they face the Boston Red Sox, who have, I believe, four lefties now in the rotation. Yep. They have the chance to do five when Connelly Early potentially returns. What are you looking at here with the Baltimore Orioles?
Not much. It's tough in a split week for their platoon bats, Dylan Beavers, Colton Cowser. The big news, I guess, since last show was Blaze Alexander is now on the IL. And I guess Coby Mayo, we think, would take
that
most of those third base reps.
The benefactor. On paper, should be the benefactor, unless they decide to give Jeremiah Jackson his 12th chance.
I mean, it may be better than Kobe. I mean, Kobe Mayo has stunk this year. It's been a 33% K rate. Yeah, I mean, he's been a soft side platooner, but it's a ton of Ks. He's hitting 193. The power has been there, but I'd say only a 15-teamer for Kobe Mayo.
Yeah, I know Mayo was a target for some this past week for cheap just because Blaze broke his hand like 2 hours before Fab on Sunday. But we'll at least get a test drive this weekend to see what they plan to do with that situation. But yeah, it looks a little bit like a Kobe Mayo situation, but I wouldn't get too excited, as you mentioned as well. On the pitching side, I don't have a whole lot unless you want to talk bullpen with Baltimore.
I mean, I guess the outstanding item here is Kittredge versus Wells in the ninth. It's been pretty split so far, so I would imagine that to stay somewhat split going forward. I think both are, you know, at a time where saves have been hard to find on Fab these last few weeks. I think both Kittredge and Wells are rosterable as partial saves guys.
100%. Wells feels like the leverage guy, so he's going to get his saves, but then he's going to definitely miss some of those opportunities, kind of how Gregory Soto was utilized earlier this year. Yep. And then Kittredge will slide in. That's why, you know, you saw the Wells two saves. He picks up a win. Kittredge gets a save. I think we're going to see a lot of that. So to your point, I think they both can be rostered. When I was talking with Ben on Monday, I said the biggest part is don't try to guess. You almost just have to play them the rest of the way because you will guess wrong more often than not. And that's where the frustration comes into play. So if you're rostering said players, you just need to play them is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
All right, Boston Red Sox, they have six games at home this week, 3 versus Baltimore, 3 versus Toronto. All righties on tap for the Boston Red Sox, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, the lefty bats for Boston aren't anything to write home about, so I don't know about anything there. They did acquire Jamai Jones over the break, I guess. Probably will not play much, if at all, other than pinch hit appearances against any lefties. So, plus, hasn't been very good anyway, so nothing on the bats.
Me neither, but that leads us to the most added player in the main event this past week, Ryan, who still has plenty of roster ability in 12s. He's 12% rostered in 12, to be in fact.
Are we going off on another Patrick Sandoval tangent?
I'm just going to prove my point when he's picked up in 50 of 60 main events, Ryan, that there's something fantasy viable there, and I just want to hear it come from the other side of this event.
We'll get another preview. Sandoval faces the Rays. I don't know if this is a locked in rotation or not, but set to face the Rays on Saturday, and thus Toronto next week. If that shakes out,
yeah, I'm very interested. I'm very, very interested.
We all know you're interested in Patrick Sandoval. Actually, I mean, for me, this Eduardo Rivera guy was filling in, I guess, for Ranger Suarez and Connolly Early while they're out. Is Suarez back? Is Eduardo Rivera a spot start pickup? He's pitched well in the minors this year, pitched well in a spot start before the break, but I just don't know when, you know, once Suarez comes back, then he's probably gone.
Well, the original report from Ranger Suarez was that he was backdated as IL, so I believe it's like the 20th or 21st he'd be eligible to return. They say it wasn't a bad injury. So if you believe everything you hear, which Dr. Dave would tell us not to, Ranger Suarez should be back middle of next week. That's the how it should play out. We'll have to see, though, to your point, because like right now he's penciled in to pitch on Tuesday against Baltimore. If that gets skipped, then you get your Rivera guy probably for one more start, and then Ranger comes back.
Yeah, not necessarily my guy, but I did bring him up, so I guess he is my guy.
That's what I meant. It wasn't my guy. It was the guy you're mentioning.
The guy you talked about.
Anything else with Boston? Because are you in the Garrett Whitlock speculation game? I get it. I fully get it, but I just don't have the roster space to do these things right now.
I mean, I would say I am, but so is everyone else. Whitlock's 97% owned in NFBC 15-teamers, and in the 12-teamers, he's 50%. So, yeah, if you've got room to spec on a closer, I think Whitlock's at or near the top of that list. Problem is, the Red Sox may keep Chapman. I mean, they are not out of it for the wild card, so that could be nothing.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, they're not dead yet, so
they are not.
That's where it's interesting. All right, their rivals, the New York Yankees, six games this week, 3 at home versus Pittsburgh, 3 at the Phillies, 2 lefties and 4 righties for the New York Yankees, a team that, it's been like one of the more up and down roller coaster rides all season.
It has. I don't have anything on the hitter side. We've talked the demise of Old Schmidt for the last few weeks now, and only playing against lefties, so not startable this week. But that's about it for me.
Yeah, Old Schmidt and Anthony Volpe have gone the way of the dodo, so that's kind of tough. It is weird seeing Max Schumann get a ton of at-bats. So I just can't wrap my head around that. And if I'm a Yankees fan, I wouldn't wrap my head around that either. But, yeah, I don't have a whole lot for the fantasy side of things unless that changes. What do you have for the pitching side? Because I will say that Max Fried is probably – he should be heading out on a rehab assignment any day. And he'll probably need about three, maybe four starts. So he's probably early to mid-August is the goal for Max Fried. But there's still a spot until then because Rodon is out and he's playing catch.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess Elmer's glue is trying to hold things together as glue does next week, but he would be gone after that. I did write about, so I did a, I'll try and mention this a couple times throughout the show too, just second half in general. My column this week for HQ was on September slowdowns just based on workload. Ryan Weathers was one who bubbled up. Like I even took Weathers in the Gladiator, but it's not anything actionable right now, but just if you have Weathers, some of these guys who are workload-wise will be very far past what they've done in recent seasons as we get later in the second half to where maybe they slow some of these guys down or go six-man abbreviated outings, et cetera. So Weathers is one that at least bubbled up on that list.
Yeah, I remember we talked the stream when I was going to take him and then I passed. You took him a few picks later and we both agreed on the same premise on that.
It was not a good pick.
Well, no. Like I just held off because of the innings, but by the time I got to you, it's like he's still the best pitcher out there. So it goes back to the whole pitching is horrific right now if you have to draft for the second half. Absolutely brutal. All right, Tampa Bay Rays, 7 games this week, 4 at Toronto, 3 at home versus Cleveland, 1 lefty and 6 righties on tap for the Tampa Bay Rays, which for a team that likes to platoon is pretty good, especially when we saw a full righty week last time out. So we kind of know who's getting the bulk of the action here, Ryan.
We kind of know it, and it is also worth noting if I go to the current week. So this coming weekend, the Rays have 4 games and face 3 lefties. So
we talked about in the last Fab Beer. Remember
Vlade Divac was born. So Ryan Vlade Divac is a weekend streamer if you're setting lineups for this coming weekend, but not for next week with the 6 righties against the Rays. The problem is outside of the soft spot. Cedric Mullins, I don't know. Maybe Richie Palacios. Am I being too hard there?
Not doing it. Okay.
So yeah, just the soft spot, just Cedric Mullins.
The one that I'm kind of growing on, if it is a righty heavy week like this, is Victor Mesa Jr. I will give him a shot because he's hitting 4th or 6th pretty much every game for them. Hit 3 out of his last 5 games. It's been extremely streaky, but 2 home runs in those last 5 games as well with a steal. Former like high-end prospect, still only 24 years old. Again, we've seen the very bad with him. He's on it. He's swinging it well with this extended run of playing time. So maybe he's figuring things out. I could see that as a potential stream for at least the week.
All right, I'm on board.
Anything on the pitching side of things? Like I'm still just insanely bitter every time I look at the Rays roster and see how well Griffin Jacks is pitching right now because I had to drop him everywhere when I drafted him as a closer.
Yes, though another second half slowdown that I mentioned in the article.
That's a good point.
But yeah, you're not doing anything about that now. No, I don't have anything on the pitching side. Rotation's locked in. Bullpen's locked in.
Yep. Toronto Blue Jays, 7 games this week, 4 at home versus the Rays, 3 at the Red Sox. That means they get lefties, 3 of them, 3 lefties, 4 righties for the Jays. The series versus Tampa's 1 lefty and 3 righties, though, if you want to kind of pick your poisons there.
Yeah, I would like to see a little bit more of more righties there for like a Nathan Lucas or Andrés Giménez. I don't know. It's a bad lineup. It hasn't changed much. I don't have anything on the hitter side for Toronto for adding, other than all this Ernie Clement pub that's been going on in the Discord.
I just keep spamming the Discord and tagging you every time.
It's unreal. I did not know he went to UVA. So that is apologies to any Wahoo listeners out there, but as a Virginia Tech guy, that's a strong mark against Ernie Clement. But then he's also in the Bills Mafia.
He's gone through a table at a tailgate.
Yes. And has a Bills RV. So like you gotta give him that's a good mark. We'll give him some.
Ryan's worlds are colliding right now.
It's tough over here. Every seemingly every 2 hours there's another personal Ernie Clement update that swings things far in one direction or the other.
I've been thoroughly enjoying it every chance I can. But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it, because I was going to if you didn't. Yeah, I have nothing on the hitting side, because with that schedule, it's very tough. Like the Lucases of the world and everything, they're very streamable in the right matchups right now. Like Nathan Lucas is swinging it well, but on that 3-4 setup, like if you want to play him in the first half of the week, sure, but I don't know if it's really worth your time. When you're looking at the pitching side of it, though, for now, Spencer Miles is still around, but like when they used the piggyback, it was great. When they didn't in San Francisco, as expected, Corbin's been the benefactor there, but we don't know how long this is going to last, because they're still threatening us with Max Scherzer returning shortly.
Yeah, which would blow this all up and probably be a, well, certainly I think would be a net negative for the Blue Jays to replace the Miles Corbin tandem, which has been pretty good, like you said, especially for Corbin. Like if that continues, Corbin's actually a pickup. We just don't, I mean, to your point, it's so hard to predict whether the Miles, Spencer Miles, Patrick Corbin tandem, piggyback, whatever, is going to continue and for how long. So it's tough to time that one, but there's value to be had there for sure.
Indeed. All right, let's go to the Chicago White Sox. Six games this week, 3 at Texas, 3 at home versus Houston, 6 righties on tap for the White Sox. Munetaka Murakami and his stroke it came back and so rejoined good. The team on Friday. I love this man. We talk about him like every week or something new he does. It's just, how do you not like this guy? Please don't have like any Tiger Woods stories down the line. Just be the amazing human being you are. Don't have an interpreter that gambles, whatever, any of that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's back. Other than that, like, the White Sox are loaded, and you kind of just go.
Yes, you do. And with all those righties, you may not want to hear it, but Benny Biceps, certainly viable this week. Andrew Benintendi and Savannah Banana, Tristan Peters as well. Good ads. Yes. Good streams.
All-star Tristan Peters. Savannah Banana, all-star Tristan Peters. And I'll let you have your Benny Biceps for the week, even though you know, we all know my thoughts on that one. It is a good week for him. Pitching side of things, just so everybody is fully aware and I'm fully transparent, Davis Martin is no longer on any of my rosters now. 15 teams, he's been relegated to the free agent market as well.
Yeah, you had your fun with Davis Martin. You had your fun with Ildemaro Vargas at my expense. Those guys have crashed pretty hard. But you got some good. You drop, move on. You got the good and some of the bad, but you got a lot of good. So, but agree on the drop. Davis Martin is not good. Any update for you on the closer situation for the White Sox?
No, it's still an absolute and utter disaster. Grant Taylor is their best option. So if you're going to roster any of them, that's who I roster. But our good buddy Ben Tidd picked up Sean Newcomb in his main event, one of his main events this past week for super cheap. So if it's like, if you're in the speculation world, because we already know the White Sox, unless plans have changed, will not use Taylor as the one and only closer. That means someone else will get a shot and maybe Newcomb's the guy.
Is Dominguez a drop for you still?
Dominguez, yes. Like, I still have him in tout because who else am I going to pick up? But
right.
And you got to remember when Fab is. So that makes things challenging. But I have a very difficult time starting Dominguez. Like, this week in tout, because it's a three-day week, I'm starting him for the first time in probably the last month.
Because you won't have every starter in your rotation pitching this weekend.
So I put him in there for three, just praying he doesn't nuke me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm holding on in 15s, and I don't know why. So there we go.
Yeah, no, it's the only spot I have is a 15. I'm with you because you're just hoping maybe he figures it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But are you interested in picking up Sean Newcomb and playing that game, or would you rather like do the Kittredge thing?
I mean, I think it was probably a fine ad last week for this weekend, but I don't think Newcomb, I don't know. I don't think he would emerge over Taylor and Sir Anthony. I think chances of that are somewhat low, but maybe you get a spare save or two this weekend.
And then I guess I'll bring this one up. Like next week, the week we're talking about here, Anthony K gets Texas. And we know that's a struggle bus. Are we trying the Anthony K stream again, or are we still staying away from that?
Burn me with that 2 weeks ago, but perhaps in 15s, I could see the matchup playing pretty well there. Okay, yeah.
Perfect, though. Alrighty, that takes us to the Cleveland Guardians. 7-game week, 4 at home versus Minnesota, 3 at Tampa, 1 lefty and 6 righties for the Guardians. Angel Martinez and J-Ram are supposed to be back soon. Hopefully the week of this Fab show, week 18, they should be back. So that would be a much, much needed move. I mentioned last Fab show, start picking Angel Martinez up if you can.
Yes, and if still available this week, you will want to do that. We talked about getting ahead of that last week on Angel Martinez. And Jay ran back, so who loses time? What, Gabriel Arias probably goes back to utility role.
Their
outfield's so bad, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you would think this is a creative player if I told you Petey Halpin. Yeah. Like, he should be on a Netflix show. Like, yeah. Like, it's very simple. It's bad. Peaky Blinders should have Petey Halpin on it.
Yeah.
You've probably never seen that one either. Never mind.
I know what that is. I have not seen
Okay,
it.
Good.
I know. I do know what you're actually talking about this time.
Good, good. But yeah, Arias and Halpin will be your probably biggest losers in this one. And then they actually have a lineup they're probably going to roll with almost every day.
Yeah, and it's not as much of a stream against type deal. I think for this week that we're talking about, as long as J-Ram and Under Martinez are out, it's a nice lineup to stream against. But once those guys are back in, it becomes a lot tougher.
Yes, indeed. Anything else with Cleveland? Because I got nothing on the pitching side of things.
No, nothing's really changed.
Yep. Detroit Tigers, 7 games, 3 at the Cubs, Wrigley, 4 at home versus the Royals, 2 lefties and 5 righties for the Detroit Tigers.
Nothing for me changing here either.
No Colt Keith action for you. I know playing time's an issue, but man, his power has been really, really good.
Yeah, and hitting second or third against righties. So 5 righty week. And not only 5 righty week, but it's a 10% strikeout minus walk for the 7 pitchers facing the Tigers. So it's a nice schedule as well with those Cubs and Royals rotations facing the Tigers. So I could see a Colt Keith stream and definitely Kerry Carpenter as well. But I will draw the line. No, at James Outman.
No, yeah. I wasn't even going there. Like, Keith is frustrating, but he's like flexing his muscle at least. I'm not buying into the Outman thing. Like, he has to do it for the rest of the year, and we can talk about it in the offseason. That's where I'm at with him.
What about Eduardo Valencia? I guess Dylan Dingler's back at catcher, played a couple games right before the break. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm just trying to look at 15 team, 2 catchers, but
Valencia
probably doesn't play enough.
I don't think Valencia plays enough. He's tempting. He's very tempting. Like, you need Jake Rogers to get out of the way, but that's not going to happen. Or if it does, I'd be shocked, like the way the A's change things up, shocked. Yeah. But I think it's pretty much business as usual with the starters for the most part.
Yeah.
Pitching side of things, we're looking for a fifth starter. Jackson Jobe is rehabbing, but he's still like a month away. So it could be Keiter coming back into the world, even though they've kind of liked him in the bullpen. Justin Verlander's close, if that's something you're interested in. Probably not, shouldn't be. Framber Valdez is on the bereavement list, so he'll be back. That's your fifth starter, by the way. Anything on the Tigers?
Nope.
All right. Kansas City Royals, 7 games, 3 at home versus the Giants, 4 at the Tigers, 2 lefties and 5 righties for your Royals, Ryan. I say that because it's 5 righties, and I can't wait to hear how you're going to do this.
Well, with Mal Massey,
yeah,
it's been a tough mountain to climb, but
yeah, it's been quite the decline.
You can climb it. The guy's hitting .260, seven homers over 246 plate appearances. 15 team middle infield stream, Mal Massey. I can't get too excited there. Your boy is back, Vinny P.
Yes, sir.
Turned from the IL last weekend, so. Lock and load there. Interestingly enough, that has pretty much put last week's, I don't want to call him last week's Fab darling, but because he didn't go for much in Fab, but Tyler Tolbert is now not playing again because Jack Kags is back in the corner outfield with Vinny P back. So Tyler Tolbert, it was a great week, but that's all it was.
Yeah, who would have guessed on that one? I will throw it out there again. If you guys want to ride the roller coaster of emotions, Nick Lofton, he's playing again and he's hit .357 with a homer, 5 runs and 5 RBIs over the last week. It's a streaky bat, but when he streaks, we've seen it be very, very good. So if you want he's got multiple position eligibility. So if you need a stream, probably more so in a 15, 7 games, he'll play nearly all of them. I think he's actually still in play this week.
And who am I to hate on Nick Lofton when I'm pumping Michael Massey out to the ether?
Yeah, that's fair. Very, very fair. Pitching side of things, man, I really don't have much when it comes to the Royals because
it's bad. Like
Steven Kolek should be back to make the fifth, but it's just a bad rotation.
It's a bad rotation. It's you want to target weeks against this rotation. And Alex Lang still pretty safe in the closer role. Though I did, yeah, was he even drafted in our Gladiator? I don't think he was.
Yes, he was.
Maybe
he was
very drafted, late.
Yeah, when he got drafted late, I'm like, that's a really good pick, actually, that late. I totally skipped out on him when I was looking at those late closers, and I don't see who's taking his job unless he completely implodes, which could happen. Not saying it won't, but like, there's no one there to take his job right now. So, yeah. Minnesota Twins, 7 games, 4 at Cleveland, 3 at home versus the A's, 4 lefties and 3 righties. With Jacob Lopez entering the A's rotation, that gives them the 4 lefties in that one. We'll talk more about that shortly. What's your thoughts on the Twins?
I don't have too much. Ryan Jeffers is back, so lock and load that. Interestingly, Victor Caratini has not DH'd in a game with Jeffers back, so that's been pretty much Josh Bell at full-time DH. So, like, even though Caratini's skills have been good enough for two catcher leagues, I don't know if the playing time is going to be there for Caratini anymore. I think he can probably drop him.
Yep, he does feel like a drop at this point in time. Kreidler's playing time has shrunk up. He was getting a lot of time. Keep an eye on Buxton. He should be back soon, unless that injury has gotten worse, which always could happen. But he's on the mend, is what I would say. But I don't have a lot of ads when it comes to Twins.
I mean, the Buxton thing.
Are you doing the Alan Roden thing, I guess?
I'm not. I just don't know. Not when they're only facing 3 righties. I don't think there's enough playing time there. So, no.
Yep. All right. Pitching side of things. Oof is the best way I can put this one.
I mean, Joe Ryan, Taj Bradley, they've been fine.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, Bailey Ober's back. He was a popular pickup this past week. Does that excite you at all? Because I'll give you his matchups for some clarity's sake. Next week, Bailey Ober's projected to face the Cleveland Guardians.
It's mildly enticing, but it is Bailey Ober still. What's his velocity been since he's been back?
He gets 2 starts versus Kansas City back-to-back. It's pretty nice, actually.
Lowest velocity start for Bailey Ober was his most recent start, pumping 87.5 with the fastball. It was between 88 and 90 for Ober the beginning of the season. It's even lower since he came back. So no, I'm not touching Bailey Ober.
Perfect. Prelip went on the IL with a blister injury. I'm not sure he'll be back. I haven't gotten the updates on that yet. So they're searching for a 5th starter. We'll see how that, like, probably Mike Paredes has been getting spots. Spot starts there, or Kendry Rojas. Those have been guys they've utilized throughout the season. So anything else with the Twins?
Nope.
All right, let's get to the Sacramento Athletics, who are playing like a real baseball team all of a sudden, at least in the front office. My God. 6 games this week on the road, 3 at Arizona, 3 at Minnesota. Looks like 6 righties for the A's, which bodes well. But some notes, some programming notes here. They have promoted Tommy Tanks. Tommy White from AAA. We'll have to see how that playing time plays out, but that's big, especially with the news. Nick Kurtz will probably be another week or two out from potentially returning. So Tanks could get some time at first base, which is intriguing. We've got Aaron Civale is on the trash heap right now. Jacob Lopez has joined the rotation. He was throwing through 2 good starts at AAA before getting promoted, so he's in the rotation. And I'll leave it at that. But Kurtz is out for a few more weeks. No update on Geloff, but Geloff did get engaged during the break, and the
on the knee
was hilarious because his left knee's down, but his right knee's in a brace, and it's like stretched out. And you can see his foot past her. It's very funny, but he got what engaged. The hell? Oh, it's hilarious,
dude! Your level of research over the break, I'm impressed, man. Good God,
what I do? It's what I do. But I'll leave it there. So, what do you got on the A's?
I don't know how to follow that. I really don't know how to do that. Bubba's stalking Zach Geloff's engagement picks.
I just scroll Twitter.
I mean, I do too, but yeah, I guess I didn't see that. I miss a lot of things, so to the surprise of nobody. Tommy White's the highlight. Should we be interested in picking him up? I just don't know if it's more than a week or two stint. Like, that's a crowd, especially when Kurtz and your boy Geloff come back. I just don't see the playing time for Tommy White.
Fully agree with you.
So I wouldn't go crazy for Tommy White. Maybe for this week, but again, it's on the road, so I don't know, man.
Basically, if you're picking him up, you're hoping that it's a 2-week thing at least. And you get that week in Sacramento where he gets Boston and he gets Detroit. But the thing with Tommy Tanks, folks, that'll help because it's a lot of lefties in Boston. So you'll get that week going for you, and he hopes you can thrive there. And then he goes at Great American Small Park for three. Maybe he gets a couple extra games, but it's a lot of what ifs. Because obviously when Kurtz comes back and Gelf comes back, to your point, it's great. Now there's a world where he DHs because Rooker's gone. He could be the new Colby Thomas, where he splits time. Carlos Cortez could disappear even more. He could hit his way into it. That's where it comes down to. But he has blown through the minor leagues. And I like him. Just don't get too crazy with him because Ryan nailed the key part there.
Blind squirrel finds a nut.
JKG, I'd still be willing to pick up. Joshua Kuroda Grauer. He's playing every single day, hitting for average.
Yep.
I think that's a play worth, and he's going to get third base eligibility very soon. So
yep,
he's a guy I'd be looking to get pretty excited about.
On the pitching side, are you interested in Jacob Lopez? Like,
pretty much with all of these A's pitchers and even Gage Jump to an extent, I like him the most of anybody. Yeah. It's got to be on the road. Yeah. Like, it's Gage even finally, like, he was good his first, like, 1.5 times at home, and one was even in Vegas, for crying out loud. Then his blew up. We've seen even Savali had phenomenal home road splits, like, on all things considered. So when it comes to any of these guys, I have to have a really desperate situation to start these guys at home right now.
Yeah, agreed. That's fair. I would not touch Jacob Lopez at home. No. So Jacob Lopez, I would line up against the Nats on July 19th. So I think that's this coming weekend. So
he gets Minnesota next week in Minnesota.
And then at Minnesota. So that's not bad. Yeah. I mean, that's, you got to be, still got to be kind of desperate, but that's not horrible.
It's probably not a 12-team play. It's a 15. No. Like, he'll be added in almost every 15 this week. Like, it'll happen because pitching's that bad. Yeah. But then it's like home versus Boston. You pass on that. Then it's at Great American Small Park. As bad as Cincinnati's been, I probably pass on that. So you're going to use them next week, and you have to hold them for two more weeks before you can use them on a potential two-step. Oh, wait, no, he goes back home again. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. His next four starts after Minnesota, he goes Sacramento, Cincinnati, Sacramento, Sacramento. So very tough.
Not great.
Tough to play him. Just keep that in mind. So it might be a one-week stream for Jacob Lopez. If you're picking him up, you better start him, because otherwise you completely wasted your whole Fab dollars on that one.
Agreed.
Anything else with the A's? The bullpen situation is still a mess. My boy Barnett got sent down in the mess, and I don't even think he was that bad. Like, I saw one of the beat writers go, he was just bad collateral damage in everything that took place. So that's kind of a bummer. I think we'll see him again. But Brady Basso's back in our lives. But yeah, you're not picking him up. Junior Tur is a top like 20 prospect for the A's. Still not picking him up. So I got nothing in the long-winded way of saying it.
Yeah, agreed.
I they did a lot of stuff. I was trying to highlight everything they did. They moved a lot of
pieces around. The quality said pieces, I don't know.
It was like a busy day, busy episode of Game of Thrones. When you look at it, nothing actually happened.
I mean, sure.
All right, the Houston Astros, 6 games, 3 at home versus Miami, 3 at the Chicago White Sox. Looks like 6 righties for the Houston Astros, who, my God, Lamont waited a grand slam on Sunday. I'm still not picking him up, but the fact he's still starting. The Astros have said they're going after the trade deadline. They traded McCullers to free up cash. They sent Colton Gordon to help with that. Lamont Wade will not be long for this team. Let's put it that way.
And should not be long for your lineups either. It is a nice schedule. It is a nice week, but still, it's Lamont Wade.
Yeah. But I really have nothing when it comes to the Astros. The rest of their lineup's rather healthy and set in stone.
Yep.
Pitching side will be interesting because Christian Javier made the spot start as they needed a fifth starter with, Mike Burrows going on the IL/AAA. Kaiwei Tang is coming back. But the big part, McCullers was going to be back this week. And since he got traded, Christian Javier might be sticking around. Now, that doesn't do anything for me, Ryan, but what about you?
That's how I read it, is Christian Javier is in the rotation going forward. We'll face Miami next week. I would not touch that until we see something from Christian Javier skills wise. I'm not interested.
Yeah, he threw 3 innings on Sunday in the spot start, because obviously not stretched out, but to your point, skills. I don't care how many innings, his skills are bad. So
yeah,
not there. Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, 6 games, 3 at home versus St. Louis, 3 at the Giants, 1 lefty and 5 righties for the Angels.
Nice schedule. Righty heavy schedule, so you can start your Josh Lowe, you can maybe start Shanwell, I guess, but outside of that, no.
Yeah, Josh Lowe is still 42% rostered in 12, so he's out there, folks. It's good, good week for him.
Yep.
If you're feeling frisky. Other than that, I don't have a whole heck of a lot. The pitching staff is what it is. I'm still a Ryan Johnson fan. He's pitching well. He's not lighting up the stat sheet, but like in a 15, I think he should be rostered. Are you interested in Grayson Rodriguez for the 12th time?
For the 12th time, no. Okay, and so I wasn't the 11th, 10th, 9th, 8th time either.
And then I will highlight the fact that Kirby Yates has 4 saves now. And I was going to clown on him, but when I wrote my article for PT Tomorrow, I was actually impressed by the skills. The skills have actually been really good for Kirby Yates. Like, really good. The best out of anybody in the bullpen.
Yeah, I read that one. And I think he's the guy. I think they're committed to that.
That's why I wanted to highlight that, because it felt like it's kind of an up back and forth mess for like the last few months. Like, he might not get all of them, but I think he's getting like 80-85% of them. So I don't think, let me check something. He's 73% rostered. He should be, but just for those that have stuck around with him, I think that's your dude, and he's not crushing you anywhere else either. He's actually been much better. So I want to kind of half give Scott Burks a shout. You have a closer right now. He's got to get to the ninth. He's got to get to the ninth.
It's still Kirby Yates, but still, you have a closer.
There you go. Seattle Mariners, they have 6 games this week, 3 at home versus Cincinnati, 3 at the Texas Rangers, 2 lefties and 4 righties for the Seattle Mariners.
Hopefully we find out more about Julio Rodriguez on Friday, but pre-break updates were not great with the concussion for Julio. Just didn't seem to be progressing. So we'll see there. Nothing you're really doing with that. You're just holding Julio until we find out more. The saga. It is a saga of Brendan Donovan continues.
Hey, he played in a game on Wednesday.
He is alive. And I think, the most recent update for Donovan was a good one. But man, he may need a lengthy rehab. I don't know. So
the fact that people said, well, he's only DHing, he's been out this long, they're concerned with that. That was funny. Then it was like 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk. So at the Arizona Complex. So he might be down there for a little bit, it sounds like.
Yep. But
it's good because whoever gets pushed out of their job for it will be really interesting, actually.
The J.P. Crawford versus Colt Emerson conundrum, or Brendan Donovan is so versatile that maybe he's a utility guy. I don't know. It all depends on how Donovan, if he even, how he looks in his rehab. Who knows?
Now, the saga I thought you were discussing was the Seattle Mariners pitching staff.
That's a saga.
That was the saga I thought you were first referring to. It looks like we're going to get Miller, Wu, and Gilbert out of the break is what it feels like. We're not adding dropping guys here, but anything new on this situation?
No, not at all. I have not heard. Again, we'll probably get updates Friday, but have not heard if they're going 6-man or piggyback. I think they will trade one of these 6 guys, but I think it's status quo for now.
All right, Texas Rangers, 6 games at home, 3 versus the White Sox, 3 versus the Mariners, 2 lefties and 4 righties. Looks like over the weekend you get all righties for the Texas Rangers matchup. So your Jock Jams is still firmly in play. And we kept saying, you don't drop Jock right now. You might sit him in the wrong weeks, but he's been hitting so well when he's in that lineup right now. Yeah.
Agreed. Next weekend for Jock is a good one, though. It is against Gilbert, George Kirby, and Brian Wu. So that is tough. Though it's road Brian Wu. Road Brian Wu is terrible.
You know how that goes.
I don't have anything else on the Rangers bats?
Nah, there's really nothing to get too excited about. Ezekiel Duran is swinging it well because I had to find a middle infielder to replace Geloff this past week. He was in my waterfalls. He's hitting. Heck, Nicky Lopez was in my waterfalls this week in 15s. Oof. So that tells you how bad the landscape is there. Anything on the pitching side of things? Because right now, Cal Quantrill is the 5th starter in Texas, which is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. But he is, and you're not picking him up, and you're not doing anything else, I don't think, with the Rangers rotation. It's pretty stable outside of that. Jacob Latz is locked in, so.
Yep. Atlanta Braves, 7 games this week, 4 at home versus San Diego, 3 at the Baltimore Orioles, 1 lefty and 6 righties for the Braves that may get Ronald Acuña Jr. back on Friday, if not Saturday. So he should be any day now. Hassan Kim's rehabbing, but they said he might stay down there longer since he was already headed to AAA at some point.
Yeah.
But Acuna could be back this week, which would be nice. Now the question is, does he DH and remove Dom Smith from the world, or does he go back to the outfield and then things get interesting with Dubon going back to shortstop? I think we talked about this last episode.
We did, though. That was pre-Yastrzemski IL, so maybe Dubon stays in the outfield. I don't know.
He takes Eli White's job.
He takes Eli White's spot. And Jim Jarvis is safe at shortstop, but do we want to add Jim Jarvis?
No,
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, the Acuna DH thing is interesting. We'll obviously see when he comes back what they plan to do, but nothing really actionable here.
The rotation, though, has something that might be actionable. Owen Murphy is actually starting the second game out of the All-Star break. This was an interesting one because I remember he got recalled. He's 22, one of their top pitching prospects. He's a first round pick in 2022. Gets called up, kind of, pitches an inning, goes back to AAA, then gets called back up because of an injury. He throws three innings, throws really well. Now he's in the rotation, Ryan. This one's tricky, like really good in the minors, all things considered. But I don't know how long he sticks for, I guess is my question. I guess till Martin Perez comes back.
Yeah, I guess. And it's definitely worth tracking. I think Owen Murphy's worth an add just because, yes, the state of pitching and for all the reasons you just said, the skills are, I think, are good enough to check out Murphy in a 15 teamer and just kind of see what happens. So I do like Murphy. I will be having him in Waterfalls this weekend. 16% K-minus walk for Murphy. Cross AA and AAA this season, and AAA was 19%. So very nice stuff in 60 innings at AAA for Mr. Owen Murphy.
Yeah, Martin Perez is expected back next week. We'll see, but like Bryce Elder could go too.
Right, there's like Elder
Grant Holmes, they've wanted him in the bullpen. Like
how long does Reynaldo Lopez last? Like all this stuff. So I think there's enough uncertainty with the rest of the Brave starters that there's a reasonable chance that Murphy can stick around, and thus I'm interested.
Full agree. Miami Marlins, they have six games this week, three at Houston, three at home versus San Diego, six righties on tap for one of the better teams in baseball these days, Ryan.
Crazy to think about that the Marlins are seven games above 500, but they are only four back of the Braves. Now they're going to have an interesting in the second half decision to make with Yuri Perez and Max Meyer. Those guys are just from a workload standpoint. I think we all assumed the Marlins would be out of it in the second half, and now they're not. So we'll see what happens there. But hitting wise, just keep playing Adalberto Hernandez. Started the last five games before the break, so we love to see that. I think Hernandez is not in 12 teamers. He's 75%. So people have caught on. But yeah, people have caught on. I think in 15s you could roll with a Griffin Conine this week because it is six bad righties. So schedule-wise, that's nice, but Conine's not playing against lefties.
Yep, I like both of that. And in deeper leagues, again, because I've had to experience this, multi-position, Javier Sano is playing third base pretty much every day, hitting for average. Minor pop, but that's more of a deep league play if needed as well. Yeah. Pitching side of things, you hit on the few, but like Jansen Junk was a popular one this week. He's projected to two-step it next week, so some people like Benjamin Tidd got ahead of him on that one.
We'll see if he did get ahead of him. Like, is Jansen Junk good? I don't know. We'll see. But does get the two-step.
It's in the name. That's all I have to say. It's in the name. All right. Let's head to the New York Mets. They have six games this week, three at Milwaukee, three at home versus the Dodgers, one lefty and five righties for the Mets, who have Marcus Semien back on Thursday as we record the show. They could get Lubob back pretty soon. We still don't know where he plays is the fun part. But, they're starting to round into form is the best way I could put it. Semien isn't in the lineup on Thursday for anybody keeping track at home. Beatty's getting another day of action, but Semien, I think, will work his way back.
Yeah, and I think ultimately Beatty will be the playing time loser. We'll see what happens with Luis Robert. There's not really space in the outfield for him. Is he going to DH? Don't know. How much will he DH with Jorge Polanco? Like, ultimate old Jorge Polanco. I guess he's only 33. I thought he was older, but man.
Feels like he's so much older than that.
He's got 43-year-old legs, I'll tell you that.
That's true.
So no, you covered it. Semien's the big deal, and Luis Robert somewhat to a lesser extent getting back in the lineup.
All right, heading to the rotation though. Your favorite player to talk about is yeah. actually having an impact with the New York Mets. That is Zach
Thornton.
He was a popular pickup this past weekend. Rightfully so. He looked great on Sunday. I obviously missed that because I was playing golf. But he'll be a popular pickup once again this week if we see Zach Thornton throw well. The problem is it's at Milwaukee next.
Yeah, it's just amazing he's able to do this after being traded as an 8-year-old for Ike Davis.
Good old Ike.
In 2012. I don't know how good Zach Thornton is. He's certainly not this good, right? Sub-3 ERA, sub-1 whip. But he's missing bats. K's are there. Control looks to be good enough. I think probably like a high-end streamer in 15s, Zach Thornton.
He's projected for a two-step the following week against the Braves and Marlins.
Which is, I would roll with that in 15 teamers. Yep. It's actually funny. The Marlins scare me more than the Braves out of that two-step.
Full agree, especially with a right-handed pitcher. Full agree. Yeah. What I also will mention is right now he's potentially, if you look at the pitching grid down the road, he's filling in for Clay Holmes, who's expected back in 2 weeks. Is Clay Holmes a stashable option for you?
In 15 teamers, I don't think Clay Holmes is that great, but seems to pitch well enough and outpitch his skills that it works in deeper leagues.
All righty. Anything else with the Mets? The whole Devin Williams, Luke Weaver situation. Some people want Luke Weaver because they think he's going to get traded, so on and so forth.
Yep. I mean, I took Williams in the Gladiator, much to, you know, was widely panned for that pick, but that's okay. I don't know. I think Williams is going to stay as the guy. I think contenders are going to be more interested in Luke Weaver than Devin Williams. He's pitched better. What would the Mets get for Devin Williams? He hasn't pitched well. So
no, I think
that's kind of where I stand on it.
I guess more so people say Weaver will get traded to a closing situation.
What I think. And I think Weaver is worth an ad for that reason.
Yes.
So would you rather Weaver, or if you're specking for saves, and maybe this is already long gone because Garrett Whitlock's pretty widely rostered, but Whitlock or Weaver?
I'd rather Weaver. I'm a bigger believer in Weaver, and the Mets, I think, are a bigger seller than the Red Sox are right now. So, yeah, I go Weaver. I'm still bitter. I wanted the Giants to sign Weaver to close all offseason. So, yeah.
That would make you a Beweaver.
Oh, look at you, buddy. We got to record more day shows. This is great.
I'm caffeinated, man. This is so much better than doing this shit at 10 o'clock at night.
God. Right about now, we're about almost approaching the 11 o'clock hour once we get down the National League.
Yeah.
All right, Philadelphia Phillies, 6 games at home this week, 3 at home versus the Dodgers, 3 at home versus the Yankees, 2 lefties and 4 righties for what we see every week, Ryan, the same lineup every single day.
Agreed, nothing.
And pitching-wise, Alan Rengel, he's going to pitch on Sunday. We'll see if he sticks around. We kind of mentioned that when he got demoted the first time, he'll be back. They need a pitcher. Does that do anything for you?
It does. I like Rengel's skills. It's just the uncertainty with how they just jerk him around. So we'll see how he pitches Sunday, but will he be in the rotation next week? I don't know.
Like right now, he's projected to be in this rotation for at least the rest of the month because I can't remember whose spot he took now, but he gets the Yankees next week, which is tricky, but then it's at Baltimore, Washington, and then at St. Louis. It's not a great schedule coming up. Not bad, but not great at the same time.
Yeah. I'd have Rengel pretty low in pitching waterfalls, but he'll be on the list. Yeah, I guess the rotation deeper spot leagues. Is a little safer than I thought. So, but yes, agreed. Deep leagues only.
Yeah, so people listening out there in your 10s and 15s, do not go pick up Alan Rengel. He's not really an option for you. Washington Nationals have 6 games, 3 at Coors Field, which is beautiful, and then 3 at home versus Arizona. And as it heats up in the summer, Washington plays very small as well, folks. Don't forget about that. So, yep. Really strong week for the Nats. 2 lefties and 4 righties for one of the best offenses in baseball.
I mean, I think the big news is, right, Harry Ford was called up. So, yeah. Or expected to be called up or whatever, but
he got called up.
Does he supplant Keibert Ruiz and become the primary catcher? I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not. I think we all know my feelings on that one. He's had a good month.
It may be like a 50-50 split, so who knows? But I wouldn't worry too much yet with Kieber Ruiz. And I don't know. How much are you bidding on Ford if you need a second catcher, like in 15-teamers? Would you drop like Will Smith for him? Probably.
If in a 15-teamer, probably, because your options are pretty bleak. But like, I'd rather have Luis Campusano than Harry Ford, if that kind of puts anything in a bucket for anybody.
Agreed.
So, like, Ford's fine, and he's filling in for Drew Milos, who has a fractured finger, who went on the IL, because Milos is playing like 40% of games at catcher. So, just if he fills that role, it's a Harry Ford at 40%. So, it's a catcher, too. That's fair. But he still has to produce at the same time.
Yes.
Anything on the pitching side of things? Foster the Griffin will be pitching Sunday. Kate Givalli's pitching Friday. That came out during our show. Andrew Alvarez got used in the bullpen. Like, he pitches great behind an opener. When he starts or comes in the bullpen, it's horrific.
Well, so, didn't he have a random game where he threw like 80 some odd pitches too?
Yeah. Like, talk about just messing with everyone's emotions. That's what the Nats did there.
He's a good pitcher. Alvarez is a good pitcher. It's just get him in the rotation or have him be a follower and appease us fantasy leaguers, please.
Please, please do. All right, Chicago, they have 6 games, 3 at home versus Detroit, 3 at the Pittsburgh Pirates, 1 lefty and 5 righties for the Cubbies.
Cubbies, let's see. I don't have anything.
Yeah, I got nothing on the hitting or pitching side of things. Well, Jacob Webb looks like he's the capital C closer, but there'll still be other options. But he seems like the dude, kind of like the Tyler Wells of the team.
Right, with no real update on Palencia, other than he feels good, but he's not actually doing anything. So yeah, I always feel good when I'm not doing anything.
That's the story of my life, brother. I was looking for answers on Palencia like Monday night. I can't find the darn thing. So yeah, you roll with Jacob Webb for a while, it feels like. Cincinnati Reds, they have 6 games on the road, 3 at Seattle, 3 at St. Louis, 6 righties on tap for the Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds, you've got Ke'Bryan Hayes back in our lives, but strong side or soft side platoon. Who played third base against their last righty? Sal Stewart just flipped over. I don't know. Maybe Nathaniel Lowe, but it's a tough, especially that first half of the week at Seattle, is just brutal for Park and opposing pitchers. So I don't think I'd add anybody on the Reds. I mean, TJ Friedl will get more playing time, but he has not been good. So I'm grasping at straws here.
Yeah, I got nothing on the Reds hitting, pitching. They're either not worth the ad or they're actually locked in right now. Their rotation is pretty solid all of a sudden when you get Hunter Greenback, shocker.
And
Chase Burns got paid.
So. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Kudos to Reds ownership, which has been, I know, a very frustrating ride for Reds fans, but they did pay Chase Burns, which is awesome.
Yes, they paid him and paid him well. So kudos to that whole situation. And I guess we'll see where that one rolls. And Emilio Pagan, my RP2 for the Gladiators.
That's your boy.
Go get him, buddy. God, that team's so bad. The more I look back at it, I'm like, and I was sober for that draft. That's the crazy part.
Your Gladiator team?
Yeah, it's so bad. So bad. I thought I was trying to have fun with it. I look back and well, that's freaking horrible.
Hey, man, Kurtz could be back in August. You know, your top hitter. I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's rough. Milwaukee Brewers, 6 games at home, 3 versus the Mets, 3 versus the Rockies, which you always love if you're an offense, 2 lefties and 4 righties for the Brew Crew.
Yeah, nice schedule for the crew. I don't know. Do you have anything on the bat side in terms of pickups? Cooper Pratt's been much better lately. Give him that.
Yeah, Pratt was in my middle infield waterfalls. He's 42% rostered in 12, so not opposed to that. He's just not doing a whole lot outside of the batting average. He's kind of like JKG. I think I'd rather have JKG. That's Joshua Kuroda Grauer for those keeping track at home. But
6 bags for Cooper Pratt. I mean, give him credit for that. He is running 6 bags in 89 plate appearances. So you like that?
Yeah, no, that's good. Let me check something though, because I feel. Yeah, most of those came early. He had 1 this like past week.
How do you find that? I'm reading the game log?
Yeah, he had his last steal was July 3rd.
Okay.
So he's doing well. I'm not knocking that, but it's been strictly like batting average based right now.
Yeah. Which,
again, fine. But yeah. Anything else with the Brew Crew? Because pitching wise, they just picked up McCullers, which I think is more of a bullpen fit for me.
Okay.
Like he could come off the aisle. He threw five innings in his last rehab start. So there's rumors he might be getting the call. So I could
see him replacing Gasser. I know Gasser was announced for Sunday, but
yes, that could easily be the Gasser replacement. I think in a perfect world, McCullers is the long man in the pen, or he works in a piggyback role with, say, a Gasser. Drohan and Gasser probably are going to be innings problems at some point in time. So yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out after this weekend.
Okay.
And then your bullpen is your bullpen, but yeah, I'm not too excited about the other ones. The Pittsburgh Pirates, 6 games, 3 at the Yankees, 3 at home versus the Cubs, 3 lefties and 3 righties for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pickup wise, I don't have. They did acquire Jacob Gonzalez since our last Fab show from the White Sox.
Yep.
Don't know if he plays every day. Did not play either game in the weekend heading into the break against lefties. And in a split week, Jacob Gonzalez is not an option.
Yeah, the rumor is he'd be the strong side shortstop platoon with Triolo. That's what they're saying. But obviously, the two lefties didn't help with that. He got traded probably on. Yeah, there's goofy situations. Who knows how that plays out. But that's where I think where he fits with your point with the schedule. That makes it very challenging.
Yeah, agreed.
Pitching side, they're pretty much locked in, except what's your thoughts of the bullpen, I guess?
I don't know. Mason Montgomery finally did get a save on Saturday. It was a doubleheader, I think.
So took a doubleheader, and Soto got the save in game one. So yeah. It took a few things to happen.
To work out things to happen there, but at least the Pirates are open to such fact. But I don't know. I feel like that's a risky stash. Like, I would have Mason Montgomery below Whitlock and Weaver, certainly, if you're trying to prioritize saves speculations.
Agreed. St. Louis Cardinals, they have a weird one here, thanks to scheduling. You got 3 at the Angels, 1 at home versus Arizona for the rain out.
The hell? Is that what that is?
Yeah. So I remember Arizona, I think it was Paul Sewald or someone complained when this happened. They had stuck around, like, I think it was a Sunday, and they got rained out. It was just a whole thing. Or it was a midweek getaway day, whatever. So it's 3 at the Angels, 1 at home versus Arizona, and 3 at home versus Cincinnati. It's 3 lefties and 4 righties for the Cardinals this week.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. That's tough for the Diamondbacks. They're going
to
travel.
Yeah, that's why Sewald was pissed, because they have to fly all home to St. Louis to watch. They're all over the freaking place.
Well, St. Louis is on the way to Washington Arizona. Come on.
That changes everything.
Live a little, guys. Cardinals, no, I don't. They have a few platoon bats that are interesting to me, but not in a split week like this. I'm just on Joshua Baez watch. Picked him in the last round of Gladiator and caused a major crash out from Keegan in that one. That was beautiful to see.
Awesome. So
let's see that come to fruition in the second half for St. Louis. But I do think in leagues where you can add stash these guys before they are called up and make their MLB debut, Joshua Baez, I mean, I've been saying this the last couple of weeks, yeah, there's strikeout issues, but the power speed juice could be pretty damn tasty.
Yeah, and then another thing, Blaze Jordan's losing playing time. I dropped him in a lot of spots this last week. So
yeah,
the hit tool looked good. It just never fully came together. Pitching wise, I got nothing when it comes to St. Louis, unless you want to roll with Mike McGreevy, whose ratios are good, but I still don't believe a darn thing I see.
I do not want to roll with Michael McGreevy.
All right, that takes us to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have the 7 games, 3 at home versus the A's, 1 at St. Louis, 3 at Washington. Looks like 4 lefties and 3 righties for Arizona. They called up Tyler Locklear on Thursday, Tommy Troy to the IL. We thought Tim Tawa was going to be the everyday first baseman. Could this throw a wrinkle in things with Locklear? That could make things a tad bit annoying on this situation. Ryan Waldschmidt got called up late last week as well. What are your thoughts on the D-backs?
Yeah, it's a little muddled until we start getting some weekend lineups for the D-backs. So a lot can change. Yeah, I think mostly it's going to be like Locklear versus Tim the Toolman at first base. Like, who's going to who's going to win that? Will it be some type of share? We don't know. Locklear himself, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go crazy. It did not look good in the majors last year. It was almost 40% K rate. Hit 309 across two levels. Well, 313 at AAA, 241 plate appearances for Locklear. Decent barrel rate, 10%. So, I mean, nothing like crazy that jumps off the page for me for Locklear. And then you tack on the playing time uncertainty. I don't, you know, let's see how much he plays this weekend, but I'm not going nuts for Tyler Locklear.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I was going to get excited for Tawa, but like I said, we'll see how that one plays out.
He was drafted in the, did you draft him?
Yeah, I did. I drafted him. So that's why naturally this that team is just such a freaking disaster. it's a good time. Zach Gallen was placed on the IL because he's not good and has elbow inflammation. So that's going for him. Mitch Brack got recalled to make the spot start. Should stick in the rotation. He made a spot start earlier in the year. He's only gone three innings in both starts, but in AAA, he was US 4 or 5. He's looked really effective. Get more of a runway last time. Looks like we'll see it now. Three innings obviously won't cut it. So we got to hope for more, but it's like he gets St. Louis next week, which could be pretty nice. And then you have to see if Gallen comes back or not.
Yeah, good call. I actually like Brat. That's one who slipped under the radar for me. People got real excited the first time he was up, and then that didn't last long. But
immediately.
Yeah. But there's pedigree there. The skills look good in the minors. Mitch Brat is Brat or Brat?
I call him
Brat. Is he a food item or is he an annoying kid?
Until he sticks in the rotation, he's an annoying kid. Then I will change my tune.
Okay.
Yes, you have to earn the right to be called the bratwurst of the crew. He needs to be a brewer if that's the case.
Trade him over.
But then I'll mention Michael Soroka could be back in the next week or so. So keep an eye on that for those that have been holding on to Mr. Soroka.
Yeah.
Colorado Rockies, they have six games this week, three at home versus the Nationals, three at the Brew Crew. That looks like three lefties and three righties for the Rockies.
Right, which makes it tough for Mickey Moniak, though. I think Moniak's good enough. You just play him.
Pretty much.
You just do it. And it's kind of like the Luis Garcia. He's like Luis Garcia Jr. You just roll with him and take the off days and the pinch hits. Let's see. Anything else on the Rockies? I mean, we've been talking Kyle Karros for a while. Yep. I don't know. Have the masses found Kyle Karros?
He was added a lot. He's up to 77%. Yeah. He was a big ad this past week.
Okay. So he has been found. That ship has sailed.
I pretty much already had him rostered. So that's beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. We were on Karros a few weeks ago. Yep. So, I don't know. I don't have much.
Jordan Romano?
That's your guy, man. You speak to your boy.
I think he's worth a shot. Don't go crazy on him. But we talk about teams with a closer. Like, he is the closer for now. So we all know how this likely ends. We said this last week even. But if you're in need of saves, like, take your shot. Ben Tidd said it best. He might crush your ratios, but if he can get you 3 to 4 saves a month, like, it's worth everything right now. So,
yeah,
kind of look at your team, but that's kind of how I told myself, okay, it's worth going after because I need the saves, and that's my ratios are already screwed up anyways.
So, yeah, I got him. I fab Romano in, I forget which league now, but it was like $9, but I have Romano on a team. I know you got him in a couple. We tied on Romano.
We tied in 6-6, and I want
a Vegas listener.
You're ahead of me.
But yes. I mean, I wasn't gonna say who the winner was of the tie, but
I said it on Monday's show. I'm very transparent. We're good.
Yeah,
no worries. It's like the first time all year you've gotten ahead of me, so I kind of took advantage of it this year. It's good.
Yeah. We'll check receipts. We'll check receipts.
I'm just joking.
The meatball team is leaves something to be desired for you there.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not worried. Are we really talking meatball team that we drafted? Are we really
any league where I'm ahead of you, I will. I will flaunt.
Fair enough.
But no, I am on board with the shallow. I mean, we were both in on Romano single digits and you and, you know, a few more bucks, but that's fine.
Yep. All right. Dodgers, they have six games, three at Philly, three at the Mets, two lefties and four righties. So basically half the All-Star team got to stay in Philadelphia for the week.
That's nice. That's nice for MLB to kind of pander towards the Dodgers. I like that. I love
how Manfred takes care of his boys.
That's right. You gotta do that. So, I mean, the thing I'm going to bring up is Will Smith. just like zero. This came out earlier on Thursday, but just I think the quote was, "We expect to see him back this year," from Dave Roberts. I am, and this, there was some follow-up discussion in the Discord about that. Like, I think Will Smith is a drop in 12s and in 15s. If you've got a catcher that you like on the wire, I think you can move on from Will Smith. We just don't know when slash if he's going to be back. And thus Dalton rushing is a pretty premium ad or start, yeah. I guess he's already been rostered, but
he should already be right. Yeah. He's 84%, but now he's locked in where it was kind of sketchy for a while. Like I told you before the show, when the news came out that I'll be dropping Will Smith in 12s for sure. And I think in 15s, you can go ahead and do that as well. By the time he comes back, it's a lost cause, it feels like, right now. So good call on that one. Other than that, Dodgers going to Dodgers, it feels like. I don't have a whole lot with their pitching, that they're hitting.
No, you're gonna do another Eric Lauer shout out?
I've rostered him since he became a Dodger on my Vegas team, and he starts nearly every week for me.
He's been decent.
He's been good. Problem is, I don't know if he's in the rotation according to this right now.
Fangraphs wrote a wire, have him on Wednesday.
Okay, that's the Phillies. He used to be the Monday man forever.
Yeah.
Okay. RotoWire has him now next Saturday. He moved again.
Keeps moving. Interesting.
Yeah. So Dodgers are one of those that are probably still moving things around. Don't get too. I figured they'd try to lock it back into normal, so Shohei's on his normal schedule. It's all based around him. So like, I felt like you kind of like to line that up again, but who knows? Lauer get the Mets. Like I'll take that every time right now.
Yep. But. Edwin Diaz due back very soon. Tanner Scott. I still think Will. Like I don't think Tanner Scott's a drop if you need saves. I think he's going to get enough.
I agree. It's going to like Diaz has made two rehab starts. Like I wouldn't be shocked if he's back next week. Maybe it's 2 weeks, but he should be back pretty soon. I don't know if he goes back-to-back, though, so that's where Tanner Scott comes into play.
Right. Like, I think Diaz will go in directly into the ninth, but they will manage that workload very closely.
And they're going to have a ton of wins. We know that. So the opportunities will be live. Right. Like,
it's the old, if it's like 70-30 split of a Dodger save pie, that's
pretty good.
Not bad for Tanner Scott.
Yeah. All right, San Diego Padres. They have 7 games, 4 at Atlanta, 3 at the Marlins. A little southeast swing for the Padres, 2 lefties and 5 righties.
So a mild week, I guess, to clean your sheets, but man,
it's been like college fraternity room sheets. Doesn't matter how you have to throw them in the wash. They just don't
get cleaned. Have to donate these. Do you donate sheets to Goodwill? I don't know. That's kind of sketchy. We may have to throw these things out.
You need to go throw them in the fire pit.
Yeah, I think so.
Go give them to Zimmerman. He'll take care of them. It's all part of the process, guys.
I know you were talking, I think, with Santu about Jake Cronenworth.
Jake Rake Cronenworth. Dude's actually been swinging it of late. Couple steals, couple homers. He's cheap. He's 2% roster in 12s. He's playing every single day. Like maybe he's figuring something out. His last couple of weeks, he's looked a lot more like the Jake Cronenworth of old. So I'm willing to, in a bad middle infield situation, take chances on that.
Proper conditioning of that scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he a lock? Not a chance, but I'd give it a shot. Same with Luis Campusano. I give him a shot as well. So a couple bats for once. I don't mind recommending on the Padres. It's been a while.
Yeah, I guess.
Fair. Anything on the pitching side of things? Look at King, Canning, Marquez, Buehler, Sears. My God.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. My God is correct. Is there any thought to adding Adrian Morejon? In thoughts,
why Ryan
Miller gets traded?
Why Ryan? No, why would you just ask? No, about
outside
more?
Of my stupid gladiator. I don't think I think dude, Mason Miller staying.
They've mentioned Mason Miller, but like you'd have to get a King's ransom after giving up Leo DeVries. We dropped that part.
Right.
He just got promoted to AAA with all these A's moves, so he's a step closer, by the way. Yeah. But if they trade Mason Miller and the years of control that are still there,
yeah, like, I'd be surprised. Gotta get a
King's ransom.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yep.
So I wouldn't count on it, but. Yeah, stranger things have happened. All right, last but not least, the Gigantes, 3 at the Royals, 3 at home versus the Angels, 6 righties on tap for the Giants, which honestly doesn't do much because most guys should be rostered by now. That's just the brass tacks of it. Yeah, they're like, I'm not picking up Logan Gilbert. I'm not picking up Drew Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, like, if you're in a deep, sure, I guess, but I'm not going there. Grant McCray got called up. He's just a bench bat. So the bats are locked up. You're good to go there. I'm still a Trevor McDonald believer, if you want to be. Like, he threw well on Sunday. He's young. He's going to have his ups and downs, but the skills, I've continued to say when I've watched him pitch, are very good. So that's a rocky ride. I've heard some rumors of Robbie Ray maybe going somewhere, so that gets me kind of tingly. That's good. Means Giants are doing things. Other than that, Caleb Killian is the closer for now, if you want to really jump on that ship. But I got a whole lot of nothing. But the Giants are pretty much set in stone at the moment.
Yeah, you covered it pretty well, of course. Matt Chapman, any Matt Chapman update? I'm guessing we'll get something coming out of the bay.
Last I heard, he's still a few weeks away. That was the terminology. It's not quite Will Smith, but it's similar to vague. It's vague, and he's still a few weeks away.
Yeah, I've got Chapman in a Vegas Listener League, the 12, and I kind of don't know why.
Yeah, you don't, really know. Need him. Maybe only because I will say, even though it's a 12, that Vegas League feels like a 15 the way it plays. The wire and just the competition. So I've said that even last year we talked about that. So it's not quite your OC vibe where people give up. I still don't think you need them there. If you can find a third baseman, I'd roll with it.
That's a good. There's like half the league is in the race for first, second. So it's been
like my team is free falling since the injuries, but I still have a chance to go on a run and be back.
I mean, you'll get J-Ram back. You're in the mix.
I'm not that far out. I'm not too worried. Like, it sucks, but because I was in the freaking top three all season, but
yep,
I had like six injuries in 2 weeks, just depleted the core. But yeah, so the Giants, back to the question at hand. Yes, you should drop Matt Chapman in 12s and see what you can do from there.
Okay. We'll see if I follow your advice in the Listener League.
We'll recap Fab with Ben on Monday, and I'll look at the Listener League, and I'll be like, oh, look at Ryan still has Matt Chapman.
That's Matt Chapman.
That might be a new segment every Monday with Ben. Let's look at the, see if Ryan still has
Knowing Matt me, Chapman. I will have just, by Sunday, I will have totally forgotten that we even talked about this. And
I figure you just do it out of spite at this point. You're like, nope, not doing it. Nope.
Yeah,
don't talk too much trash, not happening. All right, let's two-step it. D-backs, Brandon Pfaadt at home versus the A's at the Nationals.
No, the Nats scare me too much.
Very popular pickup this last week, and then they have Soroka back next week. I thought he was still a rehab start away, but if he comes back, it's A's in Washington, and you're probably starting Soroka. So
I don't know, first start back, that's tough.
I'm nervous.
You get the Nats.
Just keep an eye on that one.
If it happens.
Yeah, first start in Sacramento. Good point. Then it's at home versus the A's, but yeah, still tough. The A's, Jeffrey Springs at Arizona at Minnesota.
I would throw that in 15s.
Oof. Braves, Bryce Elder. Nope. Ronaldo Lopez versus San Diego at Baltimore.
15s.
Yeah, 15s. I'm in on that. Would you? I skipped Elder for a reason.
I would not. Him? No, I have okay, dropped so. Elder, actually.
Ooh, let's check the ownership on this one real quick. He's 82% in 12s. Holy crap. Dean Kramer. Did not expect it to be that high. Dean Kramer at Boston and versus Atlanta.
Yeah, the Dean. Didn't look so hot his last time out, but yes, good skills.
12s is still sketchy, but 15s for sure. Peyton Tolle, yes, versus Baltimore and versus Toronto.
Yep.
Okay. Jameson Taillon versus Detroit at Pittsburgh.
15s.
15s only, yep. Andrew Abbott at Seattle at St. Louis. I think that's a yes.
Yeah, you're doing that. It's good matchups.
It's really good matchups, and it's on the road. Parker Messick, yes. Slade Ciccone versus Minnesota at Tampa.
Ciccone's been better lately. It's not great, but yeah, I'm throwing that at most formats.
Yes, I'm with you. No Kyle Freeland. Eric Fede at Texas versus Houston.
No.
Nope. Jack Flaherty at the Cubs versus the Royals. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it looks like Framber Valdez is at the Cubs versus Kansas City, which is a yes as well.
Yeah, depending when he should be back from bereavement.
That's what they're saying. He should be back on that start for the bereavement. They put him on, so give him the weekend off. Michael Wacha versus the Giants at Detroit. Yep.
I mean, yeah, you just do it with Waka.
It's Lewinder Avila versus the Giants at Detroit.
That's where I'm. Yeah. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Oh, what a way to kick off the second half here, folks! This is absolutely outstanding. Walbert Urania versus St. Louis at the Giants. That's a big, yeah, buddy. Those are great matchups.
I'm pleading the fifth on this. I can no longer give Walbert Urania advice on this podcast. That's a yes,
folks, for those keeping track drafted at home.
20, what is it? 20th round Walbert Urania and the Gladiator. They know what's up.
That's fair. It's good value. Jansen Junk at Houston versus San Diego.
And a 15, I'll hope for the best for the kid, Ben Tidd.
And
we'll say yes in 15s, but I'm nervous, man.
I'm nervous about this actually happening. The Miz versus the Mets versus Colorado. Like, I know they're saying all the right things, but
yeah, I mean, you've got to start the Miz, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So you just hope for the best. Yeah, agreed.
Zebby Matthews at Cleveland versus the A's. This is for you, Brendan.
Oh my God. I mean, no, but I can see it in 15 still.
Oh, in 15s for sure. Especially if Jay Ram's not back yet or something. Like that's juicy. Yep. And then the A's on the road. Yeah. Oh, this one's bad. Freddie Peralta at Milwaukee versus the Dodgers. God dang
it. Oh my God.
I wouldn't oppose anybody from sitting there. I'm starting him in 15s. I'm not starting him in 12s probably.
I think he'll be widely started. He's 85 for Peralta. I mean, folks haven't said, although wait, did the Mets play on Thursday?
They play today at 6. They moved it up an hour to 6:10 Eastern because of the smoke.
Okay. I mean, no, you should not be starting Freddie Peralta in this. No.
No. In 15s, I can let it slide, but I'm trying my damnedest not to start him this week.
Well said.
That is really bad. I haven't started him in a few weeks, period. It's been ugly. Ryan Weathers versus Pittsburgh at the Phillies. At least you get a two-step to start your Gladiator.
Yes, you do. It's a good two-step.
Yep. Christopher Sanchez, like, you're going to start him, but versus the Dodgers, versus the Yankees. I hope he's figured it out.
Did not look good in the All-Star game. Yeah. Whatever. He'll be fine.
Didn't look good at his start before that either. So let's hope he figured it out.
No, he pitched well on – did he pitch on Saturday?
No, he got skipped the pitch in the All-Star game, didn't he? He couldn't have pitched on Sunday.
Did not pitch Sunday. I think he pitched Saturday.
He pitched early in the week. Maybe it was Saturday. Yeah, maybe it was Saturday.
He pitched Saturday and pitched pretty well. I could be. Let me actually look that up. July 11th, he pitched. Yes, okay, 7 Ks, one walk at Detroit.
That's better. That's good. That's good. Mitch Keller at the Yankees versus the Cubs.
No.
Randy Vasquez, Walker Buehler. Do I even need to tell you the matchups?
No, you do not need to say the matchups.
Tyler Molle at Kansas City versus the Angels. That's a 15-team stream.
That is a 15-team stream. Yep. Kansas City's nice and home against the Angels. Yeah.
Like, as much as I can, he's not striking guys out, but he's going like 5 innings and not killing you lately. That's a 15-team stream.
Yep.
Dustin May at the Angels versus Cincinnati.
Yes.
Kyle Leahy at the Angels versus Cincinnati.
I'll do that in 15s, Leahy. Yep.
He's been much better than I think people like that whole staff. They're just doing like him, McGreevy. Like, you're waiting for the blowups, but for now they're pitching well, and those are good matchups. So run with it. Nick Martinez, all-star Nick Martinez at Toronto versus Cleveland.
Good matchups. Yeah, you're doing it.
Nate the Great versus the White Sox versus Seattle's a yes. Dylan Cease, Kevin Gausman, yes. Andrew Alvarez, for now, is projected at Colorado versus Arizona. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. You just hope he's managed correctly and can qualify for a win. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm doing that.
Yeah, nice little two-step. Well, all right, that'll do it. We're back in the saddle, getting stuff done. When we're not live, we cut off like a half hour out of the show.
Yeah, it's true. Good. This is record time for we didn't have much. I mean, there were no games this week, so that also helps. But man, it is that's fun to do that during the day, during lunch. Have some energy.
Pretty nice.
Good stuff. I know a lot will change on Friday, but hopefully this still gets you prepped for the week ahead. Bub, I hope you have fun tonight, man. Enjoy. Yep. Reliving your youth.
It's gonna be awesome. Cannot wait to
stay away from those topos.
All I gotta say, I'll be drinking Happy Dads tonight. So yeah, those would be good. Pretty much the same thing.
Never had one.
I have about four high noons on the drive there. It'll be a good time. Yeah. It's gonna be a really good time. But if you have any questions, Discord this weekend, I'll have the Patreon Fab article out for you guys as well. We'll get you guys kept up today as best as possible with news as I try to do most of the time as well. Thanks for the patience on no news over the weekend. Had a little golf trip with the boys. So we're back. I got your little update Tuesday night. So you guys should be caught up by now. But until next time, check out Ryan on Twitter at RyanBHQ, the podcast at Bubba Bloom Pod on Patreon at patreon.com/BubbaBloom. I'm at BD Entrick, and this is Bubba and the Bloom, episode 365. Catch y'all next time.